This isn't the show, by the way. We just now will be arrested on the way home. They'll think I'm drunk because my hair smells like beer.
Isn't that fluffy?
That's true.
I'm sorry. Name the puppy. Name the puppy.
He's such a wow.
We're going to be employed as a scientific guinea pig in a big test that we call Operation Push. Yes, you'll be pushed to the ultimate limits of human suffering and endurance. And by doing so, you'll increase the cause of science. As a result of our scientific programming from the multi-indexed memory bank, a collection of computer-organized tapes which can actually duplicate, though some experts still prefer to say mimic, the workings of the human brain. Here, in our large storage cell, infinitely expanded capacity bank, we are able to offer the meanderings of a diseased imagination, expanded almost to the powers of the infinite. Yes, totally secure in our cybernetic fortress from incursion or invasion. We broadcast the Subgenius Show to our network of listening rodents in the reach of our broadcast.
So wear your shades.
Wear your glittery, cybernetic, fashionable, high fashion shades. Yeah, right. You got it. And so, state short question, please.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
It feels good.
Yes, it's the show.
If it feels good, yeah, you can't say 7 dirty words on the air.
And then what good is the show?
Yeah, they are spam, phlegm, oh well, I'm not even going to go into it.
No. That would...
Our chief engineer is getting the nuclear panel revved up. We're almost A-OK, A1 at Lloyd's, and ready to go. We're T-minus 14 minutes and holding on this historic occasion as the Great Silver Show squats on its launching pad, like an accusing finger scratching with its beautiful the membrane of the sky.
Ew, off of the watch.
And here at Cape Canaveral, the mood inside the bunkhouse is one of suppressed elation and horrid hilarity as we prepare to heave another elbow load of nuts and bolts at the Soviet Sputnik menace. Oh, this just came in. These aliens always trying to get a job. It's embarrassing. On the way to the bunkhouse, they've got their tentacles out for a handout and drinking these.
I don't know. I think we will think of
fluids.
He says he's going to have to destroy Earth.
Ah, they all say that.
Oh, okay. I was worried about it until.
You know, he's not going to take that money and go back to his own planet.
Maybe he'll take the collar instead.
Yeah.
Wrap him up in a little bag and shoot him off.
Do you speak Betelgeusean? I'm kind of rusty. Me. Earth radio show, man. You alien geek.
I don't even believe that.
Oh, well, all right.
Thank you.
Look at that transmission. It looks as if somebody's trying to... My God, the spectral band.
They really know how to use those interosities. Thank you.
Blue, velvet, green, and glossy black.
Now, the caller seems to be on something, as they used to say 20 years ago.
Well, how about you, Puzzling? Are you jacked into the meta-matrix?
Yeah, you can't even say it.
Well, I never met a matrix I didn't like.
Yes, we're tuning up for the show of shows, the biggest, the best, and still the greatest show in Northern and Central California. The Subgenius Hour of Misery and Torture. More than an hour of the
parallel shows that's available here on the show. There are so many levels of shows.
You're still a human.
Some kind of monster, it looks like.
It's incredible that out here, beyond Earth's atmospheric layer, we can bounce these signals off these tiny, unresistant planetoids until they scream for us to stop.
Oh, thank you.
For here there is no air, and Earth's priorities seem far away. At Cape Canaveral, this is Charles way out there. Smith.
We
soon have a slight
spill
problem in the entertainment module. We're working on this momentary glitch, and we'll back to you.
The other song seems to have lit.
Hey! Sam! What are you trying to do there?
Look what he did.
That's my line.
He started the other show.
You advanced the show too far.
No, rewind the show.
Push! Rewind, push! Cut off in mid-galaxy gospel. I hear the uncouth grunts of the alien beings as they lustfully try to gain entrance. It's a lonely vigil out here on the frontiers of the show.
Yes, go there.
Looks like a Zargon interferoid coming this way.
Oh, we've got the monster by the right leg here, as you can see on Channel X. Saying let go, I think, in his native tongue.
Saying let my tentacles go.
Oh, I see.
That's what all
kind of
these
political
bug-eyed monsters want.
Yeah, how come they're always kind of the same guy?
And look, they're chittering like a chimpanzee. Well, you know, maybe to them we're the monsters. Did you ever think about that?
Maybe to them we're the Yuggoths?
We're the yuppie Yuggoths from the planet Pluto. Upwardly mobile flying bat spider crabs who come to Earth to kick back and relax in the New England hills.
Yeah.
Where they commune with eccentric occultists and mutant cranks and recluses.
Y'all shouldn't hang up on people. That's what Alan Berg did. Look what happened to him.
Oh, no.
Are you threatening us?
Okay, now I have to pull out the actual threat incident report paper, form 1574, and begin to fill it out.
Now
we have another all of paperwork here to be doing this radio stuff. I can't tell you to do this radio stuff.
Uh-oh. I didn't even check the box this morning.
I saw that movie, Talk Radio, you know, that was pretty intense.
Well, we haven't seen that. We were part of the writing crew, and I can't bring myself to see movies that I help.
Oh, it would be a nightmare for you guys.
Maybe
we are his nightmare.
Yeah.
State short nightmare, please.
It's the Big Yugoth, guys.
He is approaching the city. Yes.
Yes.
He's approaching the city with all those weird angles.
Yes, and thousands of tiny tanks and trucks will soon be here to fight the monster. Yes. I believe Professor Sarazawa has accidentally set his lab coat on fire.
Somebody help.
Then we will not be able to
help. Help me.
Yes, the little ant people out there are all needing help.
But where were they when we needed help?
Let the monster
have its way with them. And now, as we enter the clean part of our program, we're going to be performing an autopsy on a diseased turnip.
Because a man was killed with this turnip in England not a week ago.
Speaking of autopsies, I
turned up on Famous Lost Mysteries.
I got that book that they advertised in the Amok catalog, you know, Color Atlas of Forensic Pathology.
Now the little tanks are attacking the caller's ankles.
Sorry, contents may settle due to earthquakes during packaging.
Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, you get it.
I don't get it.
Well, you just don't listen carefully enough.
Can you explain it to me?
Well, it all started back when Uncle Buck started irrigating his pea patch.
Yes.
After a while, the ground turned yellow and the neighbors started complaining. Well, folks in Grover's Corners aren't what you call stuck up. That was, they weren't until them aliens stuck them to the ceiling with mucilage. A local constabulary found them smeared up there on the rafters. Wasn't a pretty sight. Yes, Officer Down. Perhaps a few words for our inquiring, ogling eye.
Mucilage crimes seem to be on the rise in the county.
It's like they say down in Grover's Downers. If not, you know, mucilage,
you bring them down, then there you are.
Mississippi burning?
I saw John burning not less than 2 hours ago.
There's an old rugged cross burning there on the lawn.
Gladly the cross-eyed bear. If we could only get an act
so
like that on the show.
Down on the floor of the show here, where people are bidding on short futures.
Well, you know, I'm looking for my lost cross.
The show futures are almost more valuable than the present day show.
Take up your cross-eyed bear and follow me. Yea, suffer the little children, especially when I step on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Consider the lilies. They
it's a religious
not,
show,
neither
see?
Do they twirl.
And there's their feet
yet
now.
Solomon in all his undies
lacerated
was not arrayed
beyond
such
recognition by the clumsy footfalls of yours truly.
Detached coolant module.
There
we go. The Q-Night Reflection tape.
Okay, now here comes a little replica Bob.
What's the matter with these kids? Why are they playing football here on Bob's grave?
And now the replica bullet is entering the replica Bob's replica chest.
And it can enter the replica brain, too, and wind its way through the twisty maze.
His tin heart here, see, and then it goes up to the brain. Yeah. The next thing I know is, hey, like we're sipping butter rum martinis out here.
Toto didn't get anything.
Toto got fame and fortune. It was more famous than almost any dog until Rin Tin Can. And out here in the future, wow, yeah.
He actually got a rock band named after him, so what more could he ask for?
Yeah.
No, don't hurt me with the Terminator, please. Hey, let's swing out. Now it's quiet now. Just like I like it. They all have gone off to go to the bathroom, get their cups of coffee. And now I'm here stuck with the show. Yes, this is my show now. I can do whatever I damn well please. Boy, will they be surprised when they get back. I'll just flip a few of these buttons here and screw everything up.
Wow! Yeah, I guess we can try some different callers here.
Hey, this is the Reverend Dominique Stigmata.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hello, Reverend.
This is that person who's always trying to invade the program.
No, they never get on the show, though. I won't worry about
that. I'm here to tell you tonight that Bob's given me the power. He's given me the power of the neuro-cyber-plasmic relativity injector that allows me to come through the wires.
It's awful. These
I'm on my way. Look out. I gotta insert this thing.
What's she doing?
I didn't get it in right.
Oh, that happens all the time to me.
Terrible how these devoted fans would immolate themselves as they try to.
I hope nothing happened. I'm sure it didn't work. I'll call her.
You know, it's impossible for them to come through the wires and
yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, that's silly.
See, the interocitor makes it physically impossible for that kind of invasion to take place. I don't care how smart a hacker may be, once you've jacked into the metamatrix, there are certain automatic protections that keep the multi... Oh, my God! Look at the board. It's flashing. The indicators are too strong. Good Lord, you are here, madam.
It's a tight squeeze bit. What's this?
Good Lord.
Well, it was a hell of a lot easier than channeling Janner Hypercleats, I can tell you
that. What kind of a costume is that? Wow. That's highly immodest.
She came right through the phone.
Look at
her. Oh, no. I have to clean this up.
I'm sorry.
Who did you say you were again? What are you doing on our program?
I'm the Reverend Dominique Stigmata.
Wow, nice costume.
What are you doing with that bullwhip? Don't you know that's a lethal weapon?
You weren't supposed to see that yet.
Well, you know, the local police are really hard on you if they catch you out there flicking a bullwhip.
Through those bags.
Hard, honey. That's what we're looking for, babe.
Uh-oh. Just keep your distance there.
What's she doing?
She's going into the dance of the seven Deebles.
Oh, no. Don't look.
I can't help it. It's been too long since I've seen such sights. Not since I was weaned, at any rate.
Okay, here's the first Deeble.
It's a big one.
Oh, man, this is stacked. Would you help me get this off?
What is this?
Yeah.
You've never seen a zipper like this. The teeth stick into your hand when you try to... Ow!
Okay, now just put it over here. There we go.
Now, what about this? Help me get this on. No. It's stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the next thing you know...
Oh, that feels so much better. Oh, yes.
God, I would think that would cut your circulation right off.
I hope so.
This thing must have cost a bundle of Fred.
Here, I'll give you a soothing massage. I always carry this little bottle of ointment with me.
Go into the galley here and...
Not so fast, Doug.
What the
You've
hell
got
is that you're putting on me? Get that...
Yes, it's the Skin Balm Supreme, made from Gus Goose Grace's patented...
Okay, little caller, what would you do if you were here right now?
Hey, caller, it's the house sick. Callers, you got a woman in there?
Callers have wussed out.
Hands up.
Look, she's got not only her hands up, but
it's not just a woman, it's an overwoman, honey.
I'm afraid some of these fans are just getting so strong they get right on the show. There's not much we can do about it. If they know the right codes, they go right over the wires and soon they're sitting here.
Oh, no.
There's no point in asking are they really here or not, since their analog is just as real as reality itself to them.
Are they really here or not?
Are any of us really here?
I was here.
She's still here.
Indexed memory.
God, she was transparent enough, so I thought she wasn't going to show up anymore. Oh, okay. What do we do? We've got people coming through the phones on the show.
Can't we block it? I don't want anybody else coming through here. What if Saint Stupid tried to get on the air?
No.
We can't have riffraff.
I'm taking care of that guy.
Look, another flashing light. Time. You know, we're also supposed to hear from Mobius Rex himself. Rectum in propter, and rectus in curiae. Hello, you're on the air.
So we sharpen up our knife.
I've got a question for Mr. Puddling Evidence here, please.
Okay. Fantasy caller, go ahead.
Puddling Evidence,
Actually, it's an open question, but I just want to make sure I get some kind of an answer to it. Because, let's face it, some of us already have questions. We need answers.
State short question, please.
Okay, now, let me get this straight. Are you guys trying to tell us that aliens, space monsters, are bringing on some kind of brave new world?
And they're going to whip your butt real good. Yeah, and they got big tentacles and flowers on their hats and everything.
Well, you can't be serious.
We might snicker at their amusing tourist costumes and baggy shorts, but they hold more than financial power when they visit our stuckies in space. This little run-down planet in a hay seed flea-bitten galaxy.
Well, what do you expect me to do? Fall over with Amber
or something?
No, I just expect you to take it like a man and stop whimpering and whining.
I don't expect you to do anything.
You're not expected to do anything, that's all. This level, of, where is she? She's...
Here I am. I'm still here.
Help me, please.
What are you doing to that guy?
I'm trying to adjust the injector.
What's wrong with him?
Split him apart, for God's sake.
Ah!
Please.
There. Now I got it in.
Somebody
right.
Help.
Yeah.
Help me, please.
You sure he likes that?
He might just blow up real good, you know. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Look at this control room. We're going to have to take a squeegee to the walls in here.
Just like some old French resistance movie.
Yes, that Frenchman was fried. It can happen to anyone on this subgenius program. And oh, that Mitzi. Where did she go?
She's around here somewhere. You look behind the burner there.
She could
I'll check
anywhere.
In here by the transmitter.
Puzzling, she could be hiding under the board. Did you ever think of that?
If you cut them, they bleed into the floor and make big holes.
Boy, that bullwhip looked mean.
I know. Well, keep looking.
And that leather costume she was wearing, there was something eerie about it.
It doesn't look like leather to me.
What's that frying?
Oh,
like
scared
sound?
The collar away. Took too much.
Who cares
you
about
leave that leather alone.
Oh, there she is. Sorry. Say, I like your veneer here.
And you leave my veneer alone, too.
Is this that slit scan photography we've been talking about? I see those slits in your
see.
Costume.
Here's
I like the
scanning
scan.
Part.
Yeah.
It all
seem
comes
to be
together.
Slits. Now, you just leave that. Stop it!
Ah! Oh, she's gone again.
She's slotted another slit, that slut.
She's over there behind the... Cool.
She's somewhere. But she's not close enough to the microphone to be heard. Now's our chance.
Oh, I see you now.
Hey, I'm just a peaceful...
Now you stop.
Hey,
hey. Turn around.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm trying to do a broadcast here.
How's that for slack, baby?
I think I've had enough.
Too much is always better than not enough.
They're flinging back Dobbsian philosophy in my face. I knew this day would come. Oh, for the old days when the show wasn't invaded by cyberpunk ants. I'm on top of this.
Shut up.
Now what do I have to do?
Turn around.
Oh, no.
Went around, helplessly devouring each other.
That's good. No, a little more over to the left. No. There. Perfect.
Say, I got a wife and six kids. Ow!
Good, huh?
Well, it depends on, where you could aim that thing a little lower, you know?
All right. Just a little lower, but only this time. So what'd you think of that?
Well, all I'm empowered to tell you is that my name is Dr. Yagrundus Quimby Jr. My rank is Brevet Major, and my serial number is...
We'll see about that. Turn around again.
Special,
Now tell me the truth this time. How was it?
The troops are massing for a raid on the commissary.
Like
the ringleaders are Barnum, Brown, and Aunt Bertha.
Listen, if you don't cooperate, things could be much worse.
Oh, yeah? I've had about enough of this coercion.
See? That'll show you, baby. Now turn around and tell me the truth.
I've turned around so many times, I don't know where my front end is and where my back end is.
That doesn't matter. It's of no consequence.
Won't some of you callers try to get me out of this jam? I've got this insane person performing unnatural acts on me.
Take that jam away. Get rid of it. Now.
And it was my favorite flavor, too.
And what was that?
Ah, kick out the jams. Mofo. Now we're really going to get down.
Oh, he's starting to turn into Bob Nelson.
Yes, I'm afraid it's irreversible. The serum, I took more than 300 cc. It's a process that can't be stopped. The Krell motors.
Well, I didn't mean to go that far.
You drove me to it. I know you intended it.
I do my best, but I really didn't mean for this to happen.
Goodbye, folks. All right, what's going on here?
I'm trying to put this back on.
What did you do to that fellow? Why is he like that? Come on, let's have an explanation.
He's out of slack. His slack was sucked out of him by some...
Well, that's disgusting. Get him back in his slacks and get him up in his chair.
The conspiracy got him, babe. His slack is gone.
Both of them?
It's gone.
It's disappeared.
Wow.
Was it ever there to begin with?
Oh, no. You are listening to Slackmeister's Holiday on the Subgenius Show, 94.1 FM on KPFA, listener-sponsored radio for the Bay Areans of the Greater Bay Area.
Gee, the radiation count's pretty high. Let's turn this counter down. It's depressing me. I don't like to think it's so hot out there.
It's just the way it is out here.
No, if it wasn't for the kids down here in the bunker, I'd say all the hope was to be given up. You know, these kids know more about dinosaurs than the scientists do. Yes, it's astonishing what these little nippers know about the wonders of science. Oh, my gosh.
One of the children has fallen into the fake brontosaurus area, it looks like.
That's no brontosaurus. That's an engorged... Wait a moment. I think we'd better shift to something more elevating here. It's terrible when these people...
My shoes.
We were going to play the best of elevator music for you, but now, unfortunately, we're going to have to shift over to a backup program. We're having our special dominatrix guest perform
we're fitting,
11 tantric
one of the callers into what looks like a large plastic
Mr.
balloon.
Ralph Fielding Snell of Balaponga, California. Let's watch.
Now he'll like it once he gets in there.
That's what they all say. Well, this time I'm glad I'm on the other side of that thick, bulletproof safety glass.
Now just hold still.
Boy, she really goes after him with a vengeance. I must say this is one subgenius who gets into her work, eh?
Quit moving around.
Yeah, she does seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, she spiked more than his drink there.
If you don't stop moving around, you're going to be very sorry.
I want to apologize to all our regular listeners for the lewd direction our program has taken tonight. You know, we like to think of the Subgenius Hour as a family-oriented program for kids from 6 to 60. And the hour has struck. Now churchyards yawn and sextons tumble into moldy graves as the scudding moon bats valiantly against the creepy clouds that enfold it in its meandering across the sky. The zickers of bats are heard as the creepy branches of evil oak trees gesticulate obscenely, and the witches fly against the broom with evil familiars suckling on their obese breasts. Yes, it's the time that supernatural beings walk in a world of terror, horror, boredom, and ultimate despair.
Well, I'm not afraid of spooks. Let them all on. There aren't any real ghosts in here. Or are there?
They're all electronic, cybernetic spooks. All you need to do is refine them out of the mainframe. See, you press your flip-flop floppy disk into your modem like this, and... Oh, I'm sorry.
You can it's not my modem. Hey.
Keep your hands to yourself, buddy. Good Lord, look what she's doing. Look at him flop and twitch.
Too far.
Yeah, I don't think there's any life left in this particular subject, but she's just so determined she keeps on until the last spasm.
Uh-oh. He's not moving anymore.
Okay,
get another victim quick.
8484425 to be the next victim.
Yes, give us a call at 848-4425.
Wake up, wake up.
And come Sister on. Dominatrix Stigmatic Basilica,
she's
whatever
trying
your name
to,
is.
Raise him as a...
What was your handle,
maybe
anyway?
Maybe if I tried this.
Okay.
Come on.
Using the ring, so she's going around the... Oh, okay, yes, what?
It's a radioactive renegade robot.
5:07 a.m.
Oh, thanks, yeah. It's
oh, yes,
time,
they're
guys.
Reminding us that
it's a sign
time,
of time
flies.
Lady.
And in the distance now I hear time's winged nightshirt fluttering near.
No, that didn't yes. work. Let me try this.
Oh, my goodness, the pleasure principle. That's certainly different than the pain prawn. Yes, it's both carrot and stick in appearance as well as identity.
I think
and,
this one's gone to the... The
well,
world of
I guess
eternal slack.
She stuck that carrot where the sun didn't shine, but eternal slack is hard to come by. Notice this robotic relay, which can actually duplicate, though some experts still prefer to say mimic, the meanderings of a mucilaginous mind.
Does
For
it mean?
National Listener Sponsored Radio, this is Ralph Fielding Snow. It's a thing of beauty.
Okay, now we're extending landing probes.
We're in the metamatrix, you know, an analog of reality. We've jacked in by these little plugs sticking into our skulls that you can see here on your monitor, and when we close our eyes, we just go off into another world as real as this one.
Yeah.
Which I guess shows how
which
real it is. Yeah.
This little caller.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Is he snoring or is he a radioactive
I think
robot
he's real.
Feedback? Come on, speak up. Come on, let's hear you. Step up to that microphone. Speak into the rectifier. Suck in that gut. Stand up straight. Shoulders back. Feet on floor.
Not like this guy over here.
I guess he just can't make up his mind.
No, he can't.
Well...
Okay, now the dominatrix is using a... it's like a dentist drill.
Is she from Oregon or something? I know she's a thing of beauty. Look what it hits. It's down in our schedule here. Dominatrix and Eugene, or is it
yeah,
Dominatrix,
Dominatrix
from
does
Eugene?
Dentistry, I think it says here.
Dominatrix School of Painful Dentistry.
All right.
Or you paid twice as much
right,
more for it to hurt.
Now.
Whose turn?
Oh, oh, look, he's coughing over everything. Oh, this is awful. We can't use... Oh, look, he's broken through the safety glass.
Now I don't have to disrobe again,
you
Troy.
See this device?
Oh,
no,
my
no, God. Look what it did to that guy.
Put that away. It's indecent.
Oh, oops. Okay, now we have to... Now no, let's just put this over here. Oh, look, so. I'll just do it, okay, because then she'll go away.
I don't think we can persuade her to leave so easily.
What's that guy? What happened to that guy over there? He's gone crazy.
Listen, and you will obey.
Well, she's making a lot of folks happy on the show.
Just let me tighten this rope here.
Oh,
now that's my better. Just a little blood.
Lumbar vertebrae. Lumbered up. Oh,
there goes the dentist drill again.
Oh, no, please.
Hey, wait, that's not his mouth.
Give me some anesthesia. I mean, Uncle Thusia. I mean...
I need some euthanasia. I mean...
No, no, youth in Canada. Oh, golly, jeezle. Oh, foozle.
Oh, no, I got it in the wrong place. We're going to have to do it again.
My porcelain complexion ruined forever.
Okay, now it looks like...
The subject is now entering a state of extreme agony.
Sorry about that.
Well, that didn't work. I'm going to have to try this other thing.
Okay, now the doctor next door here is making too much noise.
Oh, this is
all
terrible.
These doctors working in the same
puzzling
building.
Puzzling evidence is flashing the patients, and now that dominatrix is taking the place apart brick by brick. Gosh, she sure gets into her work. What a come down
well,
for the
everybody in the show,
show
loves their work here.
I guess
it's
we're not going to be talking
nature.
About 18th century ceramics like we said, but that'll be another day.
I've raised a few welts.
Yes.
Well, that's
they
one
would be good for
at
science.
At
yes.
And they're turning into a pattern of... No! No! It's Bob!
Oh, not again.
Now you are in our power.
The mad doctor toils in his... instruments lost power into a giant sleeping...
I've done it. I've invented the first suctionless vacuum cleaner. And I'm going to try it out on this young lady strapped down over there.
How does it work?
That wasn't part of the contract.
Ah, now you've had your fun. Now pay for it. Switch on,
no.
Igor.
No!
Just like that cruise ship incident. Oops! Oh, there go the lower intestines. Okay, here comes the chyme and the bolus that were included in the story earlier.
The Don Bolus investigation.
Okay, okay, now we'll let her rest, and let's examine what the machine does.
Let's examine the leavings. I get all the fixings.
I didn't know you baked.
Well, no, she did. Look at this slimy mess here. We'll just reconstitute her with our molecular realignment
ray. They don't feel anything.
Set it for slow burn.
Okay, here we go.
Wow, look, a palingenesis. The ashes stand up, and there you get a glistening human form. And there, shocking as life and twice as au naturel, our famous guest.
That feels so much better.
And what did you say your handle was? I'll get it. Oh, you get it.
That's Dominique Stigmata. And
you can call Dominique Stigmata here at
848-4425.
Yeah.
At the Ralph Fielding Snell Institute of Progressive Bulimic Bathyspherics.
I'm prepared to ask or answer
on Portsmouth
any
Square
question.
In Greater Little Lamp Base End Road, London. London.
An evil killer crowd.
I'm going to kill you.
That's not English.
I never
Gosh,
said he
is
was.
That New York?
Oh, he's the garrotter, the thuggy strangler of
I
Wendy
gone
Marsh.
Kill you? Is that is that like from a book or something?
Once he catches you by the coattails, he submerges you in the stinking marsh until you're devoured by the lamprey of Lampwick.
Wow. Okay, well, I'll just get this tape here and a Coke and sit back and watch the lamprey of Lampwick do his stuff.
You can't do that Coke here on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Say, you like my new necktie? Uncle Scott gave it to me. He found it on the street.
I breathe with envy.
My God, a thin mist coming out of this necktie. It's been booby-trapped. Keep it off. Dominatrix, thou hast triumphed.
You should never have reconstituted me, hen. Because now you're gonna pay.
I felt myself being dragged across the laboratory, but was powerless to resist. Her long heels clicked and clacked on the cement floor. And then a shrill scream was heard through the murky darkness of the containment module.
You're powerless to resist.
I realized the screaming was my own voice. Then the constables were there.
I'm coming!
You didn't invite the constables. Get the hell out of here.
What's all this then, eh?
Hoi!
She's beaten a retreat. Up it, Governor.
In a manner of speaking.
Oh, what my God. I don't know. I haven't seen a position like that since Angkor Wat.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I understand
that. She's got that in a video. We can watch it in slow motion. How she
from
got
an
it.
Uncharted island in the Pacific, a giant ape was captured.
Uncharted island. I mean, nobody rented this island, you know. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
You know the name of
and here in the land of Dominatrix,
great was the fame
everything's
of
nice
King
and peaceful.
Ten times as big as the show.
And the show. The flowers and the bees.
The wafting perfume of the warbling brook as the sun shines behind the moose antlers in the happy forest of Carolot Land.
The smell of leather as the sun comes up.
The warm, glistening stench of lampreys hung up to dry on the millennial trees.
And the sound of metal buckles clicking and clacking.
As the bucklets perform their first set.
I sure like it here.
Yeah, but she'll find us even here, you know. This is a subterfuge that's gained us seconds at best. What are we going to do about the invasion of our program? Oh, here she is again. I'm worn out. I'm only flesh and blood.
I've only begun to torture him. Come on.
Can't any of you callers help us?
Brace yourself. This is going to hurt.
Not
again. But you'll thank me for it later. How was that?
Like nothing I'd ever experienced before.
Like a billion universes run together.
The girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Down to the land of happy little elves and goblins.
No, we've only begun.
Look at the little smurfs dancing around the beanpole. Arr, they're little scurvy rogues. They're spreading their tiny diseases. And I've seen the little ones, too, dancing on the lawn. They pulled me under their heel for a year and a day.
where I'd supped every night at the princess's table, and I saw the harp that ne'er played through Erin's halls, and the sword of Conan Mac Raincoat, and all the treasures of the little one. And then when I got out, well, everything was radioactive. It was a different ball game. Hey, you're not gonna... What, are you examining the, inside the cigarette box, there's a, I mean, just check out that little,
Oh, I believe we have a caller. Let's see what that caller has to say. Hello, you're on the air. Come on, speak up.
Hello in there. The guy's inside the massage table.
But he can't penetrate the membrane.
Well, there's a lot of naga hide between him and us.
This caller must be called a failure.
It's a robot.
In his attempt to reach the show. A radar-activated radioactive robot.
Oh, my. Now we have to start the show all over again.
Okay, it's 4:30 in the morning.
I like to cut. There are a lot of beautiful cats down here. A lot of beautiful people are happening down here. So I want you all to come down to KPFA and join our show in this morning, where it's truly groovadelic and psycho-rockatasmic.
I never needed
guacamole. Boy, she's a creature of many talents. I never thought she could warble like a Jenny Lind songbird, elevator canary in a mine shaft.
This is really getting tuning down.
Yeah, it's country western dominated.
Yeah, I just fall to pieces. And while that robot gibbers, there's another caller coming through the line. Hello, you're on the air too.
Hello?
Yeah, ja, jawohl.
Popeye, man.
Oh, so are you calling from out on the lonely road between here and the beefsteak mine?
No, in the beefsteak mind of B-Town, Buckley.
Only from the mind of Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Berkeley. Yeah.
On a different page.
Sure, sure. Now, Berkeley. Yeah. 4:30, it's Sunday morning. Well, do you have any questions for our little dominatrix?
No, I'm afraid he doesn't. He's, see, the callers in general are a little too scared about this. This is a new idea, and callers are noticeably conservative. They don't want too many new ideas intruding on their idea of the show.
They don't like to be reminded.
It's confusing enough to be listening to two shows at once as you are here.
One
of course,
totally
Dr. Howell, the Subgenius Show. And the Puzzle and Evidence Show
this
over
is
here.
Dr. Howell.
All of this information
Dr.
can be
show over here.
Very, very,
and over here,
very confusing.
My colleagues, the
those
Puzzling
who
Evidence Show, on
at
Puzzling
the same time.
Evidence
it, some people
there.
Think, well, does that
some
mean that one's
think,
in
well,
one ear and one's in the other ear?
In one ear and
no,
one
no,
the
it's just
ear.
A lot of songs about the same
it's
people.
It's just a lot of songs about the same people.
Do we know these guys?
Do we know these guys? Sure we do. They're callers like you, and you, and you. So give us a call at 848-4425. That's 848-4425. Call any time, day or night, the spirits will move you. Remember, there are
Puzzling Evidence.
All the words that we see your heart under J.R. Bob Dobbs, the living saint and avatar of saints.
Never know what's going to happen on the show.
You might even see a dragon in a bathtub throwing up, or a flying saucer that totally missed its cup.
Yeah, okay, but I just want to play a little song here for you.
And it goes something like this. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Now, what do you have to say for yourself?
Hello.
Shalom. Shalom to you, Bobo. I don't seem to be receiving you. Are you standing close to the rectifier?
Rectifier.
What question do you have for Dominatrix Sister Basilica Stigmata?
Now, don't be afraid.
Oh.
Gotta be careful. She'll fillet you like a fish.
Chew you up like a little stapler in a Xerox machine.
Is that all you can do?
My dominatrix. Your dominatrix.
They're very enthusiastic. They're enthusiastic.
This caller, I think he's reached the climax stage of the call before the...
Shall there be any questions for me?
They call us up, but then at the last moment they fail. They fail and falter.
Yes, they...
They fail and falter.
I can tell you're in pain. Would you like to talk about it?
Oh, don't you realize there's more to life than pain and suffering? What about the little birds and twittering flowers and the shaft of sunlight on a baby's behind coming millions of miles?
Hey, wait a minute. That's no shaft of sunlight.
Oh, no. That baby's crying behind. It's burning and blistering. Somebody do something. Help him, please.
Oh, no. Well,
that
too late for the baby.
That baby's will be permanently blackened all because of somebody's...
I think it was the jet exhaust as they...
Oh, okay. That baby was a regular.
Oh, I see.
He had
it
a
looks
bullet.
Like we're looking into the lives of the real callers. This guy's a real caller.
You better speak up, baby, or you're just not going to get any answers tonight.
I'm afraid
this
guy...
What's your question for the dominatrix?
Hello?
Oh, I see. See, his dominatrix is going to try to beat up our dominatrix.
Now, what caller is this caller? What caller is this caller?
Okay, here we go. Dominatrix competition here.
What caller?
New caller.
New caller.
New caller.
Entirely new, do you say?
All better, shinier.
Uh-huh.
Well, what...
Completely differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a message do you have for the doctors of the air this chilly morning?
Oh, no. Have a good morning.
Gee, did Mommy fix your hair?
Why are you listening to this show at this hour?
Because I
want to
ask it, and I feel like it.
Are those your real eyelashes?
Is this a good show for that kind of thing?
It's a perfect show.
Do you have headphones, or are you in stereo?
Who does your
kind of in stereo, telephone, and also blending into one thing.
That's true. You can hook up your kitchen blender to this program.
Why, much of my inspiration and training came from those
days. Or recording this.
You have a Mixmaster or a microwave oven. They, too, can be used in series to connect to the Subgenius Hour.
Well,
learn how to make a radio out of a seashell and some sand, yes?
Now, what questions do you have for the doctors of the air?
Do you have a question for the dominatrix? You can arm wrestle over the
seashell. I have someone who has some serious questions.
All right.
Sears and Roebuck, you say?
Sears and Roebuck questions.
Sears and Roebuck questions.
Well, that must be her.
Hi there.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hey, stop that right on the air. Some people do anything to get high.
Yes, anything to get high.
How high are you?
Hi.
How high
were
you actually? Gee, how high were you yesterday?
High.
How high will you be next week?
On the 4th of July. As high as an elephant's fly, and it looks like it's sticking right up at the sky. Oh, what a beautiful... Oh, wait a minute.
No, it doesn't go like that. No, it's different.
How does it go?
Well, I don't know. I don't have the sheet music here.
Show me the way. I want to see it to be right.
There's a golden egg in the middle.
But we're having a blast, and we're getting some little color at last. Oh, no color got burnt. Oh, what a bad little color.
Oh, no baby on the aircraft carrier.
I guess it's time to go back to my son.
Pull back in your coffin and never seek the light of day again. Hello, you're
okay, little robot caller.
This is a feedback loop who's got a wrong idea of its own importance in shock.
Okay, now we're back in the KPFA studios where the fun continues here in the bunker. We've got parties in the dentist's office and in the doctor's office, and it looks like the nursing seminar has broken up into a...
We're going to jump into that
kind of party.
Hydrated sludge and just
And stimulate. Let's hydrate the sludge,
May you the power of Christ fly up your nose. On the bedpost overnight. Well, I guess the air is leaking out of this gas bag of a show. All the oomph is gone. All the momentum we built up during the first part, called the early years, has been dissipated. And now in our second part, voyage into the maelstrom. We see our hero as he enters the severe test of his life. When the dominatrix questions all that he believed sacrosanct, it was difficult to maintain his identity without sinking into the orgasmic pool of total self-release. And to see how this dilemma is solved, watch Masterfeet Theater's The Athlete's Dilemma, or Powder Between the Toes. What is the day? What is the night? And what is this strange twilight between them? What is this
twilight lair.
Let's do it.
The world that fears the rising sun.
I'd like to.
Long after nightfall, we of the Church of the Subgenius perform obscene frauds at 4:30 on Saturday morning. You can't see us, but we know, that you know that we're doing what you suspect we're actually doing. It kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Look, Vert, you told us to come along. I think we better just, we don't want to get lost now.
The voice of lies. It's been so long.
We can encapsulate even his spirit here on the show.
Oh. Thou art blessed.
Now look what happened. There's another one of those steward I have died on the show.
They just can't take being blessed, you know, and the power of Christ can't really force it out of them. We have to use a stomach pump, a large catheter, and a super who goes there, friend or enema. You know, it gets kind of personal. It's like they say, get the government off our backs and right into our bodies. Right into our urine and blood and abortions.
Now they're all
government. IRS records and bank cards and everything.
Yeah,
that's just the wonder era that we're living in.
Yeah,
the era of Newton, the computer, and his money friends, the harassing furies of the federal and investigatory agencies.
I get confused.
Well,
too, but I'm not the only
confused
one.
On
and
the
if
show.
You think you're a bit,
okay.
Well, muddled, that's 848-4-5-4-5-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-
Oh, from genius path to learn, hear your words and to receive your heart unto you. Say your
heart, guys, the living same sale.
Oh, sorry about that. He's got a turntable here. Let go of the chest. Yes, he needs to sing still.
It's a lot easier. That was a good one.
I bet you all wish you could be doing this. We have such enthusiastic participants here on the show. I may not live
swimming in the radio
life, but I'll live a good one, I guess. And the rest of you, don't forget to practice safe sex, unlike the Subgenius sect or any of the other more violent cults that abound in this area. Like a buzzsaw in your brain, the multi-legged church of the Subgenius crawls around and around inside your skull.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Ew, an earwig. Ew, it's on me. Oh, no. Earwig! Eeyow! Whoa! Oh, she's putting those things on me on purpose. First the earwig. Oh, no, not that spider! No, not the spider! Ah! Oh, those 9-pound spiders give me the creep.
A big orchestra.
The long bristling fur, glittering eyes, the waving pedipalps.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh no, now she's pulling a huge jewel encrusted scorpion out of her bag.
See how you
rock
like
and roll
this.
Scorpion. Rubber spider venom.
Horrid arachnid started at my nether end and worked its way up.
Be gentle with him.
An unholy rapport seemed to exist between the arachnid and her
controller.
Yeah, they were
glad
to let
the man go away, Paul.
Go away, Paul. Can't you see this is an embarrassing situation? Jeez, keep your distance out. Oh, now it feels like a platoon of little soldiers marching up my spine, crunching my vertebrae.
Chew all your food 50 times.
Oh, they're chewing my spine.
That's right. You wouldn't want any of the bones to get caught.
Looks like she's pushed his face into the applesauce.
At this stage, we stimulate the trigeminal nerve, causing extreme
agony. Okay, caller, you play the trigeminal nerve. Go ahead.
Okay, come on, you guys.
Come on.
Tone it down.
What do you mean? Just because we're fetishistic and vulgar this time, are you dissatisfied?
How normal can you get?
No.
We have a guest here who's showing us the ropes, as it were, and you're objecting?
No. Just let me take this chain here and not there.
Oh, come on, you can go a little. Well, aren't you watching on a vid screen?
What she has to do is she has to transfer herself through the telephone.
In the olden days, the Subgenius show was broadcast in 3V.
In the olden days, there was a show, and the callers didn't take it upon themselves to criticize the show.
Of course, it takes 15 minutes for the show to reach us, traveling at ordinary velocity.
The callers are much farther away than even that.
And by the end of the program, they'll be farther away still, all because of the mysterious relativistic universe we all inhabit, like it or not.
Is it not amazing? Yes, it is not.
Truly jazzadelic and groovy go-go. Groovy was your squirm report.
Oh, it's not as good as what?
Being love, which is what I am.
Oh, yeah, wow. Well, we know that. We can't be everything to everybody.
Love can be so appealing.
Well, that's a good thing, I think.
But
it's a very good thing.
Yeah. It's a good thing. Everybody's got to have a good thing. Uh-oh, caller's swimming around out there.
Me too. It sure feels good after a long, hot show.
Yeah, here in Crater Lake. What?
No, I don't mean that.
You know, it's hard to keep our heads above water. Yeah. And you're telling us to tone it down.
And the caller's drifting away.
Do you have a problem with pain?
Why is she doing this? What an immodest creature. What a brazen hoyden.
Oh no, it's Robot Man. He can't swim.
And he can't feel.
Oh no, you must feel awful sinking in the water there.
Here, have another falafel.
Uh-oh. Robot Man's going down for the last time.
Where he was gobbled up by the mysterious monster that supposedly inhabits this venue. Some say it's a regurgitated plesiosaur vomited up from the bosom of time. Others say it's a giant slug that slicks this lake's greasy grassy
bank. Okay, there we go.
Just adjusting
the straps on all of the
mass hallucinations, like flying saucers, dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas, and mass hysteria. I'm not preaching, I'm just telling you what everyone should know. Subgenius or a hinny, that is to say normal. A combination of a mule and a fool. A normal guy, you know. Not like me. Like you. Hark the bell. Hear it, caller, for it is a knell which summons thee to heaven or to hell.
Oh, well. Is it unhealthy and unsavory to wear a sheepskin-lined bondage mask when I sleep?
Well, look at our dominatrix here. That's all she's wearing.
Ah.
It doesn't seem to have affected her whip arm. She's as healthy as a horse.
Actually, it can do you a lot of good if you use it the right way.
Shall I smear some more ointment on your carapace?
The right way.
Oh, yeah, you mean there's a wrong way?
The right way is the tight way.
I didn't mean to rub you the wrong way.
Do it, baby, try me now. Okay. Come on,
baby, so have you got any questions? Any more questions?
How long a whip do you use?
As long as I can get her.
She was always known for her long lashes.
And how long did it take for you to find out how to use it?
That's my secret.
Okay.
That's her secret, so you can have one after the
ceremony. Oh,
oh gosh, that's like a scream of a baby when a baby's behind is blistered by a shaft of sunlight 30 million miles long. And here we are, launched into our
show. How does a baby know about
that's how long 30 million miles long?
Well, that's just it. That's the cosmic unfairness of it all. A baby doesn't know it's 30 million miles long.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. Somebody will, that one person will be right there.
And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-mm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Puzzling evidence. Legalize the damn stuff. Do it today.
P-A-L-K.
I hope you are pleased. I am pleased. Zip zap for nothing.
Okay. Let me finish. I mean, this is, like, really, we're getting these props, you know, so they should be used. And it seems like they can fit into your rants pretty well. That once the money comes back up on stage, we also have handfuls of foreign currency devalued, like Argentinian drachmas or whatever, you know, like lots of them, and that the money is destroyed or
burn.
You
mean the false money is destroyed?
Well,
you mean the false money is destroyed?
We could destroy some of the real money.
No,
it's possible. I bet you could get people in the audience if you were tearing up dollar bills on stage. It's like, everybody, take a dollar out of your pockets, tear them up.
I would rather they not be torn up. Frankly, my plane ticket cost a fortune.
Yeah, why don't we get the money and burn it on the town?
The reason for burning the money is the smoke from the money.
Yeah, it goes up to the axis.
Yeah, but
it's interplanetary.
You can't burn money in the theater. The conspiracy fire department says that the conspiracy fire code would, not to mention the conspiracy theater owner.
Right.
At the mere thought of their old wooden theater burning down.
Well, sometimes you need the conspiracy, Paul.
A blender? You can put it in a blender with a Bob DeKalb in the front.
But let's just
save the real money and destroy the false
money. Well, we'll see.
Look, all the stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, it's obvious that we're not tearing up real money. You know, like,
all right, then let's tear up the real money.
I mean, we have to tear up. I really doubt that people will tear up the real money.
I think
you. I mean, you think people will give money? You know, like, I think these things will come back empty, or people will take
credit. Well, once
or
we'll
have
the
yo-yos in it or something.
Once you get the rapture,
we can even pass out play money.
But anyway, something comes back. There's going to be money to be destroyed. We're also getting a big black weather balloon and painting it. It's black. Painting white continents on with it. It can be destroyed. You know, it's like at some certain part of a rant going, look at the trouble the world's in.
If you're going to do the heavy exit, you
know, these
people
like holding this planet up.
Now what I'm thinking is if Doug should come on after me. Doug should come on after me. And Doug should destroy the world. Because wait. If we're going to have a world out there to be destroyed, then whoever does it, that is not necessarily going
to
be less climactic than mine. And if Doug's rant slants heavily toward X there, and let Doug come on after me so they'll know what X is. Let him talk about X Day and destroy the world.
White ones get
okay,
up
well, wait.
Feet.
I was thinking of black now. Doug's against this because he doesn't want real weapons on stage.
Yeah.
Even
in fact, I have a white one and two black ones.
He'd be scared of having a real thing.
But
I was thinking of some horrible rusty bayonet. You know, you pop this balloon, you show them the world, you talk, start talking about the world. Somebody's pulling this globe. It looks like it weighs a lot. You're like, oh,
what you
God.
Want to destroy the world with is a pipe that has some kind of flame mechanism in it that you could
have fire. Bob ain't destroying the world. And what? The X's aren't destroying
wait.
The conspiracy might destroy
You're right.
the world.
You're right.
Hold on.
So that's the rusty bayonet.
Somehow this thing it could be a rusty bayonet or
whatever.
Could,
see, for Dr. Near Purist.
He doesn't want the bayonet.
You have to go back.
But
Doug should destroy the world. Would you
use
the bayonet?
What happens?
If it's a balloon, would a lighter do it?
No, yes, no fire.
No fire.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Would you be willing to do a bayonet?
I mean, I'm just talking about pocket.
Would you be willing to wheel?
Oh, sure.
Then let me finish.
Stop. You haven't even heard what this thing does. It doesn't pop. It goes, it kind of goes, you know, it disappears real fast. It just goes, the tension is released on this thing, and it just goes, you know, it kind of goes flop.
Your hair is all gone.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds, I mean,
you know, it wouldn't be, it's kind of weird. It's like weird looking rather than like bang.
But the image of the world being erased is clear.
Yeah, right.
I've got several bits in you know, that I can work in anywhere in my rants that are about, you know, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. We didn't know that pesticide would give your child leukemia. Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. We didn't, you know, we didn't know at the time, you know, that this poison we're manufacturing might warp the genes of humanity, you know, or this gene, germ we spliced might, and so forth. It's just various, fairly bleak.
You ought to get into the repent rant from the pamphlet about...
Oh, but all these weapons were to keep the nuclear war from happening.
Doug followed me at some point, not immediately.
Microwave roast steaks.
It should be just as grand and
sad. Yeah, I don't know the pamphlet as well as you do.
If it's huge, it should really be a big part of it.
Well,
you're wondering what your hair looks like when there's a new form of
cancer. It's like bursting out your designer jeans.
Friends of ours just had a baby. Like the baby was home one day and then it was sick.
You gotta keep.
And the mother said, "Guy, your kid is sick. Maybe I shouldn't have had the exterminators in yesterday."
Oh my God.
Okay,
hobos. This spreading phenomenon.
It's never been clear at all whether any, to me at least, whether all these little side things, watch smashing,
buckets of pills being tossed,
whether all this is stuff in itself, or whether it's a secondary.
It's a secondary.
Well, first you should figure out the main subgenious acts.
Right.
Build props around the acts. You should figure out what the acts are and how you want to place the acts, and then sweat the props.
Well, we've got props cooking. It's too late. I mean,
no, what I mean is then figure out where to place them. I mean, don't build the show around the props. Build it around the acts.
Okay, well...
And like you have the musicians,
yeah, like
you've
got
you
an amoeba
guy to do
creature
his 15
thing
minutes
on there. Janer, and it goes off into a creature rant.
Well, let's
like
hear
mad, you know.
Let's hear Janer and Sternia's rant.
Okay, well, in the real life Southern revivals, they've always got some kind of diversion. Not necessarily dogmatic, but in the spirit.
Like,
that's
yeah,
what we're
going to
do. Yeah, we're going to do...
How are they announced?
Okay, we're going to do... Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Hold on a sec.
All right, Sterling, you're on.
Listen to this. And I ended the preaching in July. There was a woman in my choir who had failed the bar exam twice. She failed the bar exam twice. And she didn't know what was happening. She was in the choir. We surprised her and pulled her out of the choir.
Right.
And had everyone in the audience chant, "Fear not the bar."
Which caused her to fail.
To pass the bar the time after the preaching.
Okay, well, somebody's going to introduce Janer and I. So at some point, you know, these two guys, Pope of Arkansas, St. Janer, from the Savage Minded Country's Interior, et cetera, we're going to run out there. I'm going to have a guitar, which is going to be provided by somebody, an equipment list.
A guitar or a bass?
I need a guitar. And we're going to go, you know, we have a prescription for you, et cetera. Just bouncing rants off each other. Then we're going to do a song. It's entertainment, not dogmatic, but we're just going to show them how subgeniuses act. We're going to do Cut My Toe Off with the Lawnmower Blues. Janer's got the best country Poe Bucker disco moves down for him. We've got mad guitar, you know, frenetics running across backstage. We're going to end that. We're going to cue into a new song Janer wrote, Slow Blues. I'm going to play it on electric guitar. It's called VD Blues. Janer's going to sing. It's going to crack everybody up. It's light humor to balance the melodrama of Doug and the sheer hideous dogma of David, and then we're going to go in and do a little bit bouncing bleeding head rants. Then Erickson's going to come up. He's going to do Told the Judge to Orally Stimulate My Penis. Somebody's going to have a long black judge cape on, which Jim's going to work out.
Judge's robe.
Jim's going to play the guitar to that. Me and Doug Smith are going to sing back the backup chorus. Janer's going to sing the vocals. Then we're going to cue in to the rants after that, I guess. And I think that would be...
How long was this going to take?
We can tailor it. The songs could be 3 minutes, 5 minutes. And the rants, the whole 25 minutes. 25 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
Sounds great.
I've got it. I've got this toeless.
Okay, it's going to be
toeless dance worked out perfectly.
Toeless.
Yes, you don't have to worry about me stealing anybody's thunder.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah. Mine is the glossiest, and it's in my show bin, but it's not by any means.
Let me have some list of some things that we can put Michael Pepe and the Anna music anywhere.
Right.
And we don't necessarily have to end with Anna music. Maybe we could throw some in the middle, then.
I want to end with anti-music.
Yeah, I think audience elimination is
okay. Here's
I think it is. Drive them out.
Drive the normals and drive the 70s to the stage.
Right.
And it becomes the ultimate party. Acid test.
And, and I've failed it every single time.
Chicago.
Yeah, that was the best of them. But that wasn't too handy music because you could dance to it.
Point of order. It's going to become more and more sub-genius as the show goes along.
Right.
Me and Jane Orr can lapse into rants, and why not end the show with the four or five, me, you, Doug, Janer, whoever wants to rant with like a four-man solid front.
Yeah.
And then that phase into all the sub-geniuses, into anti-music, and the audience elimination.
That would be great.
That'll be the end of the show.
Inspirational rants.
Yeah. I want to say there's two nights. The show should be vaguely different.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it will.
Well, that's why.
My segment's going to be almost completely
different. We're so geniuses.
I want to go last on Saturday night. I want to save you for the finale of the show on Saturday night. Him.
What are you going to do with him?
I'm going to grant him spot with the laying on of hands. I'm going to put these hands on him, and the power bottle is going
to
flow through
him. Yeah, right. He needs it.
Thank you. By common voice, he was the man who needed it the most.
But there has to be in here somewhere, and I'm assuming it's him and him.
Give me your shoe.
And him. Have to launch the hood Arnold. Yeah.
That's one of the little technicalities that we're going to have to work out.
That's going to have to be.
Is that going to your fill?
We can put that in there. We can put it in
that
after
goes,
our
that should that goes y'all's after wrench, anti-music. That goes after anti-music.
Well, I think it should precede anti-music.
No, I don't think we should. You don't think so?
It could go
in
the middle of
end the show with a head launching.
I think that.
No, I think y'all should do it. I think you should go from your light singing and humor right into the launching of the head, then the four-man front, then the anti-music. The launching of the head should be the climax of y'all's act.
Okay, well, I've got some ideas for the launching of the head.
Okay, well, let's get the what we're going to do first.
This show is going to be longer than 2 hours, I can tell right now.
The head always has some sort of obscene effect on an audience, though. I mean,
well, then it's the perfect prelude to anti-music.
It is.
It's the audience elimination foreplay.
I want Myers to help. Myers to help out on like this pre-launching of the head ceremony where I could like be carried out like on a stretcher and like have Myers like put on this doctor robe on me like... The doctor robe of the launcher of the head is placed upon
the
launcher
of the
head. The gloves of the launcher of the head are placed upon the launcher of the head.
Wait, Paul, now things are taken care of. You have the video and then maybe start with the... With the Neverland, and then me, Negative Land, and then maybe some of the filler stuff that I don't like, the guy that does the 15 minutes worth, and then Doug. Exactly. I'm just talking highlights here. Open with the video stuff, and the guy. And the guys from Neverland, Negative Land,
Nowhere Land,
and then me, and then more stuff, and then Doug to destroy the Earth. And then more stuff, and then these guys fading into the launching of the head and anti music, and let that be Friday night. And then Saturday night, change it around a little with let me. I want to finish on Saturday night and save you. Now, how does that sound?
Anybody want to make side dance?
We'll
also got
try that for structure.
Hey, listen,
because what you get that way is you get the visuals to open them, a little music to confuse them, a theatrical production to teach them what's coming, then Doug to get them the really fine pounding dogma and the destruction of the earth, and then these guys to take it into pure slack land and space the filler stuff wherever you want to put it.
But the there's one thing to end Saturday night with that. I mean, this was the plan to end Saturday night is if
Bob Dobbs himself shows up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's
right.
The
right.
end.
And then we kill.
But well, we can do that after saving him. We can kill Bob, you know,
say.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Just think about that.
Promotion off stage. Somebody's here. Who is it? You know,
let me through.
Let me through.
Yeah.
Who's going to assassinate Bob?
So genius is great.
Who's the Bob assassin?
All of us.
Wait a minute. There's only one person in this room. To assassinate Bob.
I thought about that.
It can only be.
No, Mavridis. Mavridis maybe ought to kill Mavridis Bob.
Mavridis being saved. He's already saved. Yeah.
He's saved, so he can kill Bob.
Yeah, but no. Bob's teachings is to kill
what?
Bob.
Yes.
We were thinking there's this fellow Bob Black who sounds like he'd be into it.
Do you know Bob Black?
Yeah.
He's got all the way, but he's got all the Arthur Brimmer visuals nailed down. Just look at
Bob Black would probably rant like a maniac while he was killing Bob.
Yeah.
He's a hardcore.
What people are going to show up there?
No, neither of those. The other
two blank guys.
No, the other one.
Look both exactly like Saturday Night Specials.
Yeah. I think the other one looks much more sexual.
I've got a pretty good idea about the introduction for Cole.
Yeah, I think
the guy's not
much. Yeah.
I can't go out with you tonight, baby.
Paul?
Did you say why not?
What do you think about that for order on Friday night? Let that quickly. Think about that order for Friday night.
Give it to me again.
Okay. The video's open. Okay. And then, negative lane. All right. The videos, then me. This is just the brasa, not the filler. Mm-hmm. Then me. Then Doug, who destroys the world. Then these guys who their act fades into the launching of the head and anti-music. So they're essentially the closer subgenii.
Yeah.
But the three subgenii act in order would be me, then Doug, then them, with the filler placed in between however you like.
I think the anti-music could also have... The anti-music could also feature like four-tongue preacher rantings.
Yeah.
Right. What I'm saying is, I'm just talking about the order.
I feel like I'm putting on Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah.
It'll be so much funnier than Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah. See, it's going to be coming into the spirit. Well,
I'm thinking maybe
you can't argue that once an audience hears my rant, they'll know what everything else means. And that's key for openers.
The ranting will continue through the anti-music to the end of the show. It'll just become more and more dance music.
The other thing about mine is that it's far and away the most accessible as far as content understandability. And that they'll know what everybody else is talking about after they hear me rant.
Right.
And then if Doug comes out and destroys that huge world, then it's not going to be any less affecting or climactic. I don't think you're shooting your best punch for me, especially with what they have in mind.
Well,
Biff's playing church organ behind me, I can, you know, mine's a different style, but I'm the sacred scribe. I'm not expected to be as, you know, the top preacher.
Yeah, but but also if you keep the organist on
stage, you could play like Warner Brothers cartoon music behind you.
No,
right. And if you keep the organist and the other props on stage with Doug, then his is no less visually spectacular.
My rant has
gotten a good song for this.
My new stuff is Zombies for Bob Corral. Seems
to be that one about.
And a lot of yelling and screaming. It's back to the
pamphlet.
Yeah, it is. It's back to the goddamn pamphlet.
And we'll all come back to Dan Overman. We'll all, have you ever heard that one?
No.
Back to the Dammy Five Five.
It's a good one.
Has it come to this?
I think that's the best one. It is full circle. And also that way you grab them right by the balls from the very beginning, which is key.
Negative.
And you let them know that they've come to see something larger than themselves.
Yeah, they could come out.
And you let them know that right off the bat.
Yeah.
No, this will be the grandest night of entertainment they're ever going to see. The most entertainment.
It's not exactly entertainment. It's a shot of the code of Bob.
Docudrama.
Yeah, they're being injected with a thought matrix that they won't be able to consciously put their finger on.
And yet they'll
never be quite the same.
There's the water in the toilet.
It's a yelling.
The next time they see Bob's face, they'll react almost in like a whole
piece of
way.
Clean piece of the radio.
Fear, hopefully.
Fear and deep self-loathing. That self-loathing. That's what you're the money. That's right. That self-loathing is what you're going to get
off the mind.
Why aren't I as cool as they are? Why didn't I think of that first?
Don't forget. Don't be Bob. It ain't us that's so cool.
Why
aren't
I?
We don't have any money. I can't spend $60 for
you. I don't think so.
Now, when's he going to pay us? That's the only thing. The conspiracy people a lot better than Bob. I thought he was, I thought there was going to be, he's got the big gray walls.
And that was a
when we all know that Bob is actually in control.
Discount off Airways, but that
hopefully. No, that's the thing. He's all the conspiracies in control. The great thing about Bob is he
I want my residuals for the
No, of course, before we leave.
Yeah, maybe you ought to do the introduction and Moment of Sacred Noise. That would truly be more pure and to the point.
What was that?
The Moment of Sacred Noise, if we're going to do that, that's really Sterno's routine.
Well, why don't we have a rehash going through the highlights and agree on the highlights without the details?
Well, there's one.
There's one, two, three, one Friday night.
They've all been pretty much in order.
Why don't we all sit on stage and get into a big argument about the show?
Yeah. Hey, who's my Seth?
Yeah, we've got this song called Can't Remember the Lyrics. I can't remember the lyrics.
I wonder how long I'll be able to laugh. Anti-music is...
Yeah, Wotan tomorrow night. Because I've got to teach you all the songs and notations.
The thing is, if you keep the staging ornate, let's say, the dub, then nothing is lost. If the choir wants to do it, keep the choir out there to back them up. We're screaming.
Just go.
Let me introduce.
It's a whole comedy. The whole universe is
dead. That you can weave the other stuff in between. I didn't want to begin the convention most sentences. You can't get
Listen to all this. What do you mean?
This is nothing.
Sounds just like the theaters. Everybody in the audience is talking all at once.
You've got it easy. I mean, if you weren't doing it at your own theater, if you had to deal with the management of another theater as well, it'd be so much worse.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, but we had the Billy Goons that
time. That's right, and you wussed out bigger than anybody else.
Okay,
we found this confessional in a thrift store.
Yeah.
You did?
$70.
Yeah, you need a confessional, $70.
$70. What we can do is we can put the PA in the confessional.
Gary, stop.
Is it a nice confessional?
Let's talk about salient points here.
It's true, honey. That confession will go so well in the breakfast note.
Let's go through.
Yeah, what do you do with it after
What will happen Friday
night? Okay, back to Friday night.
Back to Friday night.
Now, your listing was...
My listing was...
Video.
Video.
Which is the opening. The scene.
Right, video. Me. That's M-E. And then big space. Skip like five lines. Doug.
Right.
Avec world. You're going to destroy the world.
Avec world.
Avec world.
Just world.
Okay. Skip five more lines.
Six lines.
Six lines. And then the Arkansas contingent.
Arkansaniacs.
The Arkansaniacs.
We like
polarized.
And then finish with anti-music and launching of the head. And then insert at will.
Insert Michael Pepe.
We got, Pepe.
Yeah. Pepe.
Pepe.
I was thinking, okay, for
good
Friday,
me and Janer, and
the host has to speak now.
No, I don't. I think it would be real wrong to contrast Meyer and Janer against each other.
We're not.
What are you? If they would be, if they were right next to each other,
no, they're not.
There's Janer's last. And things like
I'm
that
I'm the
there.
Beginning, then Doug, then Janer.
With all of stuff
how about
in the middle.
Doug opens, Janer, Doug opens Convocation, Minute of Sacred Noise,
right
after the video this Friday. Negative Land does a 2 to 3 minute song. Mm-hmm. Perhaps Doug can, if it's crass enough, well, no. Okay.
So never Negative mind. Land.
Negative Land. After Negative Land, Michael Pepe. Then after Michael Pepe, you know, so that this is already, by the time you finish up.
You got an hour of show.
You probably got an hour, hour and a half, hour and 5 minutes. you've got an hour and,
I've got an hour and a half.
10 minutes, maybe 15 even.
Sounds good.
If you do a 45-minute,
well, 45 is like the. I mean, I think it'll be between, you know, it'll be between 35 and.
You gotta feel out the audience.
Yeah, I mean, if they're like, you know,
it's 10 people.
If it's going badly, I'll aid it.
You did a little bit of intimate eating with the subgenius.
Hi, we know all of you. Thanks for coming.
Hi, listen, man. Preach tonight's show is called Preaching to the Converted. All right.
Okay,
all
right, David good. Marr.
Okay, then Doug.
Well, no, then something between me and Doug, right?
Okay. Well, I brought 900.
Well, what is there?
Did you really?
Yeah. Between you and Doug.
They're empty now, but.
What if Pepe was between
you? Yeah, I think Pepe between me and Doug is better, yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because if you don't, then you have a 20-minute show that's had no definable subgenius basis. Yeah, you've had different sorts of art and performances, but it hasn't been attached to subgenius. But if you put Pepe between me and Doug, then you have a real gut blowout rant of a non-specified order, sort of to cleanse the palate
between the subgenius
ranting. Right.
The word, the name Bob can wear on the nerves if it's too random.
Dana and I aren't even going to mention Bob.
No?
Yeah, but y'all don't need Bob.
These new
that's
churches. These
these new churches here tonight.
Oh, what did so I heard, I heard that.
All right,
so then Doug. So then Pepe, and then Doug. And then. And Doug destroys the world.
Well, he does more than that. Well.
Yeah, they put them all back together and everything's nice.
I don't think that's how it works out in this church.
Everything is beautiful, is what I heard.
Kind of, you mean it's its own way.
Neutron bombs and punchy stuff.
Well. Gee. And then.
Just let it percolate overnight, you know? And
not enough time. To be able to get out in a big easy chair with a palm.
Arkansas, Arkansas fading into. See, that's where. The main ranters are going to be playing off each other anyways at the end.
Well, the Arkansaniacs followed by the launching of the hit.
Right. I wouldn't mind doing a solo.
If they're going to be an intermission.
A solo
that's
play.
After Doug's rant is the good
what
time for intermission.
Maybe Saturday would be a good time.
I think there ought to be. Saturday's you think they're going to lose the house if they win?
What?
There should be an intermission. I think we should just bombard.
But you could do plastic classes in the middle of anti-music.
And now, and then Saturday night, Doug first, then the Arkansaniacs, and then me. Saturday night is Doug. Without dealing with the details of Saturday night is Doug.
Okay, we got the video again.
Right.
Same video.
Right. Then Doug.
Doug.
And then the Arkansaniacs. And then me, and I save you, and that tapers into the assassination of Bob.
And then what happens? We just pull the screen closed and go, oh, sorry, we killed him.
Oh,
go
there's... Away. Janer should do a solo thing at some point, like on Saturday.
Right, Saturday. Maybe come out in the aftermath of the death of Bob.
No.
Death of Bob should close the show. I mean, that's... Because we weren't expecting the death of Bob. When that happens, we've got to close it. You know, it's like, that's... We obviously didn't mean
Paul
to close the show. Bob got killed.
Slow down!
Okay,
Paul.
I just heard six people talking.
The death of Bob
like
is the end of Saturday night.
Right.
I save you, and then the death of Bob stops Saturday night.
Yeah, but I think we can still have some anti-music even after death of Bob.
And, in mind, Paul, make a note to yourself that you're getting saved. You're participating in mine, and we have to work that out.
There could just be anti-music behind the curtain after the curtain's closed.
Yeah, the funeral of Bob.
Oh, you're just shy.
Yeah.
Well, I just... That's
what Carolyn, beloved, we're gathering your brain.
Yeah, you're Dom's right.
Fruit, death, and Dom's
so we play the party, Dom.
Hey, everybody's
in the back.
After death of Bob. Funeral of... Anti-music funeral of Bob.
Yeah. We play behind the papers.
I think you could contribute to that, can you, Paul?
Doctors, no, I'm supposed to do anything with your, when you guys are playing with.
Is somebody going to perform a funeral oration?
You want to play guitar with me?
Yeah, that's what Janer went up. It was just suggesting that we do it.
Hal could probably do it in a grand style.
Yeah, we're like,
he was a grand man.
Yeah, really.
Do you think we can work it out?
Yeah, that's a good
idea. Going to be playing drums with us.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be playing guitar.
The other thing about doing it that way is that about me going first on Friday, you also sort of introduced the audience and the lighting crew to all the visual elements right off the bat.
It's all real.
And that way, everything else that goes on is on a stage, so to speak, that they know, you know, choir.
Okay. Now I have another thing. Now, if the people that come to both nights get the exact same show, only scrambled up.
My rant is different.
It's different.
My rant is 50%. My rant is completely
different.
Be different. The only thing the same on my rant is the rules.
Okay.
I give the rules, but the rest of it's completely different.
You've got a different rant.
Well, the funeral of Bob is going to be things seem different.
Sterno
anyway.
And I have a thousand different rants.
No, but I mean, it's like Doug can't destroy the world both nights, you know? So I'm wondering if.
No, the first night I'm talking about the conspiracy, I'll destroy the world. The next night I'm talking about the Exodus. We can do creatures, you know, or like romance. Romance, exactly.
One night you could do healings, and one night you could do confessions or something like that.
Everything means
you
can
have two different
things
for the audience to participate in.
Let me go back.
I'm a little better now.
Let me go back through this again.
Okay.
At some point. I was thinking.
Poor Paul.
Healings and sickenings. Right.
Well, I'm healing you on Saturday.
Can somebody be made sick?
Well, Bob's going to be killed. While we're sickening somebody, Bob can come back.
Something to
killed.
Do to involve the audience. Like, you know, one night we could do sickening and say, anybody who wants to be made, you know, whatever, come on up. Even maybe while you're preaching,
you ought to do the sickening.
I could do the sickening.
You ought to.
Kill me!
Point of order!
Okay. Oh, did you want to say something?
No, not me.
One thing I'm
just
gonna.
I wanted you to all notice. I'm jumping out the window now.
I'm gonna be calling Channel 7 back tonight and letting them know what we can offer them on Friday morning, probably late morning, to get on.
As late like 11.
As late as possible, but we have to accommodate them. That's Ken.
Yeah, it's Matt and Ken.
So
who's bringing the church?
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Will the head be done then?
Yeah, we have to throw the head in somewhere Saturday night too.
That's enough. Are we going to destroy the head?
See, no, that's exactly what I mean. It's like, just as a two-night program, we don't launch the head both nights because that makes it too cheesy. So is the head launching?
I think we should launch the head both nights.
It's a fake head anyway. We can display the true head. But we cannot launch the true head. It will shatter. It will be the last launching Friday. You can't launch Saturday.
I mean, I think the head has to be launched both nights.
The world will end.
We can just cut out some
of my rap would be at least 50% different.
Right. And me and Jay are right. All.
Back
to Channel 7.
There you go.
Okay, Channel 7.
Channel 7. We've got to treat this real seriously because this is our big crack at TV.
Right. Tell them we'll give them a mini performance, and when they show up, we'll let them interview us. Tell them we want to start with an interview, and once we start interviewing, we'll just start spouting on the camera, I'm sure.
Right.
Can you do that? Can you get really frothy?
We're going to
Tanner, that's you and your dialogue.
Yeah.
Tell them that we'll give them a
I mean, there's going to be several of us. I mean, it should be radio doctors.
Right.
I think radio TV
doctors.
Radio TV doctors.
Then it's going to be
Vision
fun
Magic
when we get your show
Saturday night, not Friday night.
But tomorrow we can be that nobody else.
This show is on
Friday. Cross-cultural.
Vision Magic is not allowed to come in and do the Subgenius Home.
Doug, do you have any more than those new Churches of Subgenius buttons?
We're going to. That's another part of the discussion.
No, they're all in Doug's car.
Okay.
Oh my God, where's the car?
I've been promised that there
have you ever heard of Told the Judge?
I haven't. I don't want to hear it until.
Jane and Sterno ought to do the bucket of pills.
Yeah, I brought nine.
Do we decide Channel 7?
Oh.
Yeah, we'll accommodate them.
I'm call her tonight, and I'll call back.
Okay, here's another thing to coordinate on Thursday at noon. We have to meet John Carroll at the Chronicle building for a short while to maybe run around and bother the winos till one of them knifes us.
I'll do that.
Where do we meet him?
At the San Francisco Chronicle.
Thursday.
Noon, Thursday.
Now, did you call it John
Covino? I tried to get a hold of Mike, but he's been expressing himself for this week.
Michael Covino? Don't let him anywhere near the show. Really, really.
Slow down, Gary.
He's not that big.
Critically, he is. I mean, I don't know about him as a person, but critically, he's
lousy.
Yeah, I don't
know about his face, but I like him a lot.
Is that the guy from the East Bay Express?
He is like known as being the person that just cuts everything up to aggrandize his own world. And we don't need that. We're bad at it.
Stop.
In fact, I wasn't inviting him as a reviewer.
Oh yeah.
What?
What time is it?
Noon.
I mean, there's a friend here, like, well, I just met, is a somebody to read in the paper. Kids.
Slow down.
Get both of you on stage.
Yeah. Now rock 'em, sock 'em.
Say what you said about the Raiders of Lost Ark.
Feeling battered, Paul?
Okay, mini performance.
I think we've got
under siege.
No, I can call them right now. Why don't I call him right now?
Okay, the other thing is John Carroll. He's the Chronicle, and he's done 3 Bob Columns, and he's our biggest hit, probably even more sure than the news. It's more likely that somebody reading the Chronicle would come to our theater.
We've got to get him to write about us for Friday.
Well, I said, you know, maybe you could even do a column, and he said, well, that's no promise. I don't write about everything I do, you know. You know, and I went, oh, yeah, I read your column. I know you do. But, again, I understand what you mean, you know. But, sure, yeah, come on down and meet us. You've been writing about this stuff long enough. Sure, you know, we'll come talk to you. And I figured, you know, we could come up and entertain him so thoroughly or go off and do something for an hour or two, a really limited amount of time, so that he's a columnist and he writes about, you know, what color's underwear is when he gets strapped for... He needs, like... Yeah, and it's a great thing. If we actually do something with him for an hour, it probably would be a sure column. How could he resist it? You know, unless he was saving his columns.
Yeah, but we're going to do the column before or after the show.
Hopefully, before.
Well, hopefully, but probably not.
Maybe not.
He probably writes these things a few days ahead.
Well, I'd love to go see the guy. I mean, I've been wanting to, you know, say something to him.
Okay, like, well, it's...
Hey, mention the book again.
Boy, if we could have his column in the paper on Friday, that would be the best thing ever. Like, a specific one about the show.
Yeah, and who I just met him yesterday, and wow.
Yeah, like, well, these people are dangerous. You know, and then we'll really stab them in the back once,
you are?
Once they come to the show. They'll come out and get changed.
I'm fighting something off. Doug is saying
it'll be an audience elimination experiment. These guys pink them in.
Yeah.
Good. Then they will know forever that they are not subgenius.
Yeah, this is like, this paper hits like 3 million people or something ridiculous.
Most of them aren't subgenius.
Yeah, I know. But everybody, I bet you more people have seen Bob from that stupid newspaper column.
Tell me, yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
And even HBO.
And he hasn't really been given credit too well. It is beginning to look like he made up Bob. First one, you know, first one was great. First couple. But he's forgotten that it came from...
I understand.
He quotes the damn thing all the time. He quotes the book constantly.
He does.
A whole lot of that stuff is... My words, you know. And I'm beginning to think, well, what's he getting paid for it? I wouldn't mind getting paid for it.
You know, I had a friend from England who wants to, he's trying to get Channel 4 to give money to do a film on the subgenius in England. He's a writer, and he's also been producing rock videos, and he came to Arkansas.
We could just change. Well, I'll go out all day and told him he's props to pay. He's sucking his
breath. Well, I'll get right back and I'll go to bed.
I've been hoping he's
you got to be a bird dog.
Whatever's got to be done, you'll be here to do it.
Before you leave to go to sea, you need to be prepared for the consequences of things not going well. Because once you get away from land, you really are on your own. The closest people to you are in orbit, overhead. And there's land that people live on it. Thousands of miles.
I'm going to have to rent a truck, haul the stuff, risers and whatnot.
Well,
we've got
the other night, me and Sterno,
taking the name for the art on one night. Night. Western Bob on September 19th.
For like a note.
And then it's all names, right?
We've got a truckload or two of stuff of our own to bring to the right.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
So
yeah,
we're
gonna
write that on here. I've got a big
one. What do you think about that order for Friday?
For Friday? Back to Friday. Video, Doug opening.
No, me.
No, well, Doug walking out and doing the, you know, it's a religious meeting as well as revival. So he's bringing it to order. And, yeah.
What about you and me doing that?
Okay, I'll be glad to.
The Minute of Sacred Noise. Negative land, you know, for 2 to 3 minutes, whatever it is, after Doug comes back after the Minute of Sacred Noise and finishes his little whatnot.
It's probably too early in the show for Doug to ask anybody for money.
Definitely.
Yeah. That would
can't
be
do that
nice.
After David.
Okay, the David Meyer. Then after David Meyer, that's you. Michael Pepe for 15 minutes.
Right.
Doug Smith comes out, does his, like, you know, cohesive, you know, world destroyed rant. It's possible to destroy the world in your rant. You know, like, you know, you got the world, you hit it with a bayonet. The world's like, everybody goes, whoa!
No,
you know, maybe. If it's done right, if it's not done right, it'll look like you're popping a big balloon. You know, so it all depends on how the audience is responding. World goes away, then you ask them for money.
Oh my God.
And then, when they're all concerned, they maybe even give money. Then you tear it up. Your money can't even save you. But send it to us anyway.
What is an aura?
The Arkansas. Why don't you do that with
me? Oh, well.
Because it sounds like you got, I mean.
Well, I'm going to go over with some of this with you, and you'll have a way of integrating it.
Paul.
You know, you work from notes and stuff.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be an exact line.
All the major stuff is going to stand on its own, and all the stuff that's not so genius, like Negative Land and Mike, whatever his name is, he doesn't need any processor. What about throwing all the bucket of pills, the sanctified nine iron, to end with the anti-music after me and Jane are just, the ball's going to be rolling,
right,
and you're just going to have
fix.
All these props.
Yeah,
massive prop fix.
I mean, as long as we're going to give a media overload with anti-music, let's get
because
media overload.
No, we don't, you know, I don't know,
you don't want to do that?
We don't have that much overload.
Well, good.
I mean, when you talk about a bucket of pills, how long can you talk about that bucket of pills? You're waving
hours.
Around.
Oh, that's just one.
I think the question is, how long can people listen? Not how long can they talk. How long can people listen?
How long do people listen?
No, 30 seconds
a minute. You know, like these things, like we have romance, like representing,
no,
you know, who
no,
knows
that,
what.
No, you didn't hear what I said. The bucket of pills is just four
the robot
seconds.
Monster, I think, is what he means by romance.
Yeah, but that's what I think. You could. We don't have that much
romance
stuff.
Well,
I definitely want romance on stage with me on Saturday.
You do?
Yes.
Well, it can come back out.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
might
be inside
not,
the suit.
Let me explain what
John
this is. We have romance. Now, romance can come dancing out while somebody's talking, or just you're talking about the exist, and then I don't think it should be like a real, like, yeah, the gorilla man.
No, it shouldn't
loose.
Be pointed to. It shouldn't
it should be
underlined
be,
at all.
Like a visual
no.
aid,
right.
You know, like,
right.
And you just casually turn and go,
absolutely.
Are you going to let these take over your world? I can't.
No, you're right. So when's he going to
come? And then it staggers back, you know, and off and away.
Well, see, the watches.
So that's like a minute. Now, some of these gimmicks, like we're thinking of healings and sickenings from the audience, we might actually have other people wanting to come up, and we should have audience interaction, and we should expect a certain coordination of the audience on its own initiative to attack the stage.
Okay.
In some way.
If you're going to have audience participation, you got to have some form of cutoff when they get clearly dull. I mean, if you're going to invite them up there, you don't want it to be like
the Stark Fist of Removal.
Well, yeah, we've got all these bodyguards.
They're going to, David, we'll never see you again for the Saturday night
meeting
show.
With the lighting man. Thursday, we'll probably meet there in the morning with a lighting technician and work out the final sequence of lighting.
Okay. Just when I'm at my most...
When?
Thursday morning.
I said Thursday morning. That's tentative, but I'll confirm that. That sounds like the best time for that. Then noon, you can go
Thursday morning, we should probably have risers down there and set up.
Well, now, if we're going to meet Carol at noon, then the lighting guy's got to get there early if we're going to deal with him.
10 o'clock.
Well, 10 is not enough time to deal with the lighting man. If we got to be at the Chronicle, if we have to be at the Chronicle at noon, 10 is not enough time with the lighting man.
Yeah.
So we should either reschedule the lighting man or reschedule the guy at the Chronicle.
No, we can't reschedule.
Well, then we should have the lighting man in at like 3 or something, because we got to have a lot of time with the lighting man. You don't want to rush.
Well, we got choir practice at 9 anyway.
Right. So we have the lighting man get his ass in there at 6 and work with him until choir practice and let him go.
That's Thursday night.
Those choir practices are medically accredited.
David, this guy David, your buddy,
might just come
want
on
to be around when we do the first thing. I got this friend.
Doug, I have
to
get a Bob face decal for the top secret weapon.
Right.
But he might want to be involved in some degree somewhere since all this stuff is being.
The last few.
Yeah.
Well,
Paul, do you have any matte black
I need
spray
to get
paint?
Together.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit.
Plug our systems together. Too.
Right. And look, it's very jealously guarded. It's being used.
Can I need just, I just need a little bit for the secret
night. Thursday night, if he's available, and he sounded like he'd make himself available. Might not be. It might be boring.
Do you think where I could get some camouflage paint for my bodyguards?
What time is it?
I've got some.
Like to wear on your hands and faces.
Yeah, I've got two demons.
Like, I'm just, it just occurred to me. I don't know if I'm going to let it know.
No,
I'm
just going to
do
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it
actually looked like
no matter how
Swiss bodyguards.
Okay, and just a thought.
Just real.
They can wear suits.
Too bad, guys.
They're going to wear suits.
Yeah, got
it. If you're going to be like FBI guys, they have to go out and buy them the really cheap transistor radio earplugs, the flesh color earplugs with the little cord, so they can
have
them in the ear running down into the suit. That's key.
I wonder if there's any possibility of planning it so that we double as different things.
Yeah, well, that's we're not coming. We're coming to that. That, like, we're still fighting with.
Scary snake skin, man.
Is that
boa constrictor and dead cow.
Gower.
Those are from Bolivia.
I've got on your props list. I don't know if this would be taboo around here, but I've got the giant dickhead mask.
Route 1, Jasper, Arkansas.
I have a Squirtin Universe rant I can do.
It's not innocuous either. This is a militantly gay radical neighborhood.
Oh, what were you going to do?
This isn't a Squirtin hetero universe.
Don't give him a reason. These people
what were you, Doug? What were you going to do?
Okay, I got you.
Doug, what were you going to do?
Okay, I was going to ask.
What were you going to do?
When you're inviting me, you don't talk about
anything. Nothing. I just brought the giant dickhead. I don't know.
The giant dickhead is not going to offend the militant gay sensibility.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, you know, keep in mind that, like, you're not... In this audience, you're not out at a suburb of Little Rock.
You think the dickhead is the lowest common denominator?
I know where I am.
I'll have you know, young man, that I find the dickhead to be truly human.
Yeah.
I'm just like saying, you know, like a whole show of P-Dog and Poop-Dog ain't going to make it here.
Who suggested that? All we're talking about is a brief appearance of the dickhead.
But they won't be in the audience.
So Jane and I are
and a mention of the Squirtin Universe.
A mention of the Squirtin Universe.
I mean, it is a Squirtin Universe, Paul.
Paul, we don't want any tight-ass art school censorship here, you know. It is an essential part.
I know. Oh, it's going to be appropriate. I was just reminded.
Really?
We know where we are, Paul. This is San Francisco. This
yeah, right. And I mean, these... most...
Hey, Paul, I'm from New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of a cosmopolitan,
like,
sophisticated.
Okay, VD Blues here has to be taken into account that, like, there's hundreds and
did you buy
a few
this
thousand
you
people dying
for you?
Of AIDS.
No, I found it on the refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah, kind of thing. So it's just
nothing is immune to satire. We're some geniuses.
Okay.
Now, if they can't laugh at that.
No, they probably can, and I know the way you'll say it, but, like, you have to kind of, like, well, where are we, you know, and tailor the rap to...
What are y'all talking about now?
We don't want to be offensive by mistake.
We don't want to be offensive.
We want to make
wait.
We know
nobody wants to be too sophomoric to be taken seriously. I mean, nobody wants to be... None of us want to be so sophomoric that we'll arouse the audience contempt.
Right.
We want to be sophomoric enough to please ourselves, but that's it.
Yeah, right. It's not going to be an audience of, like, say, at a con where it's mostly these overgrown adolescents.
I know you've told us that several times, Paul. We know that.
Okay.
I mean, we're thinking along the same lines you are. You know,
I'm not saying GP the show.
How did you teach her to give the power sign so young?
No, that's
me. We're doing out and make grave pronouncements that we hope that we have.
No, I'm not. No,
the shit we say in this room is not quite necessarily what we're going to be doing. Seriously, on stage.
KPFA and the thing that's on the line is KPFA.org.
Okay, here's the audience. Be aware.
It's going to be half punks and big punks.
There'll be hippies, there'll be said performance.
People that don't know what's going on.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
They smile.
Oh.
Field scanning is a completely non-invasive technique using a camera and a specialized computer program.
Hey guys, it's me, Kelly. Today I'm going to show you how to see auras.
Avoided annihilation of Earth again.
Well, this is for the documentary.
You blow into the microphone.
Oh, wow, this is high tech.
You blow into the microphone.
Oh, wow, this is high tech.
Light up this night sky with our laser breath.
Captain, we're approaching a sack of potatoes.
Fry them into pieces, Steel Pepper.
You see the dust from the ice cream mixed with the still active nuclear core would it would rain down a radiation cloud that would destroy life on Earth as you know it.
Oh.
I love the Mexican people. Two waiters came up to me tonight. Mr. Trump, we love you. I said, where are you from? Mexico. I said, that's great. I love you too.
I've beaten many people and companies, and I've won many wars.
We need brain in this country to turn it around.
When you say we, you are stupid.
Clinton is a bigot.
I have barely but intelligently earned many billions of dollars, which in a sense was both a scorecard and acknowledgement of my abilities.
I want surveillance of certain mosques, okay? If that's okay. No politician in history. And I say this with great charity, has been treated worse or more unfairly. Because of my genius, okay? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
Yeah.
Ew, an earwig. Ick. Ew, it's on me. Oh, no. I'm earwig. Ew. Yow. What?